ABC News, I'm Richard Cantor. Vice President Kamala Harris is now the presumptive Democratic presidential nominee, having secured commitments from enough delegates to clinch the nomination. Endorsements keep coming in, including New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who warns of impending Republican attacks.
It's going to be very important that I think we brace ourselves for some of the unfair, misogynistic, and racial undertones.
Harris campaigns in Milwaukee today. Campaigning in Ohio, Trump running mate J.D. Vance called President Biden a quitter, said Harris was a liar and a million times worse than Biden. Riverside County authorities say fireworks are to blame for a wildfire that destroyed six homes and damaged seven more there. Delta Airlines still hobbled from the global tech outage last Friday. It's already canceled 332 flights for today. It canceled thousands since the outage. This is ABC News. Murder in Croatia. Six killed, six wounded. In an attack on a care home, the assailant using a very old weapon.
An armed assailant entered a nursing home in the quiet central Croatian town of Daruvar and opened fire. The suspect then fled the scene. The police caught him in a nearby cafe. Local TV reports he's 51 and used an unregistered gun from the war 30 years ago. One of the victims said to be his mother. Police are investigating the motive. Those killed mostly in their 90s.
ABC's Tom Rivers. She played Jade Fox, who attacked with poison needles in Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. Her family says Chinese-born actress Cheng Pei-Pei has died from an illness with symptoms similar to Parkinson's disease.
More rain
she was famous in Hong Kong
Tuesday
for martial arts movies.
Had the high
Cheng's
of
final role came in 2020
Tuesday
as the matchmaker in the live-action version of Disney's Mulan.
Lower humidity, sunny
78.
And nice
Richard
for both Thursday and Friday. The temperatures in the lower 80s. For Saturday, sunny and pleasant with a high of 85.
Donald Trump, Mr. Vance, when you say mass deportation, what do those words actually mean? Tell me how you're going to identify those people. Tell me where you're going to put those people. Something like a mass deportation suddenly becomes a massive forced roundup of people who maybe have been here 6 months and maybe have been here 60 years.
The Don Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Here's a hot take. The Democratic Party was enthusiastic for the Republican every single Monday. Now that she's the front runner for the Democratic ticket, Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party, said Harris is the candidate best positioned to defeat Donald Trump.
Solo home run by Lou Dallas in the eighth. Lou's held just 5 hits on the new 3-1 Mark Murphy at the annual shareholders meeting.
I'm not saying anything about Jordan Love. Other than he's a heck of a quarterback and we want to sign him.
Murphy also said the team is working on a deal for Peyton Manning's Omaha Productions to do a documentary about the Packers. Sports on Mike Clement.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price in the overnight. Partly cloudy skies, one or two showers or thunderstorms. Otherwise, light winds and lower 60s by sunrise. On your Tuesday, a little patchy fog that will see showers and storms. Highs will warm to the lower 80s as the rain locally heavy. Currently, it's 68 degrees.
Crude and Dom. Tune in Tuesday for a very special Devils Advocates Weekend. Kamala Harris in Milwaukee, the presumptive Democrat, the Devils Advocates. This is history of the Devils Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. News from the center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who doesn't have 20/20 vision, even in hindsight, Pete Schwabba.
Hey, Wisconsin. Welcome to Nightlight. Where tonight we are broadcasting from our beautiful state capital, Madison, Wisconsin, from our studios here at Civic Media, looking over State Street on a beautiful summer night. It is great to be in Madison. It's great to be in the summer state. Nobody does summer better than Wisconsin, and tonight is a beautiful example of that. Conrad is holding down the fort in Green Bay.
There's one good that's going good.
Get right to the point.
That's
all you
know,
Rama. I guess is it a tomato place overflowing with customers or what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Great people
true
living here.
Yeah,
a lot of places going
store.
Crazy. Did you get some
take it like a man.
I had some on Friday.
He knows about love. Every little thing that a girl dreams of. Someone wise enough to understand.
Fun shows.
A song I love called The Last. And Marta was on Live from the Lair, I would say, about 4 to 6 weeks ago. Here on that stage with Aaron Barr, Rocker, Jimmy, and Chad.
Time I heard good hearted woman. I was
piano
in my
she's
uncle's car. He said, "Son, now that's what I call music. Listen to them guitars. Turn it up.
Turn it up."
Forget that crap you're listening to. These songs ain't got to me. I don't think I heard a single word. And I was caught up in the beat. Yeah, I turned it up. I turned it away. And it was wild guitar. It was loud and hard. Some cubit and rock and roll. It was something new. Check a cash, taking the country back. finally got my license to drive. I was hugging a curb first time I heard a country boy can't survive. And I turned it up. Yeah, I turned it way up. Song, you don't exactly even know his name. Some young upstart just starting up so and is wanting to make changes. He says, turn it up.
Frank Kelly.
Come on, boy. Turn it up.
Thank you.
conversation. Yeah, I had sex with my wife. They're like, dude, don't talk about married sex.
Then you came into the picture like
I really, I can't talk about my familiar.
Making us your radio choice since 1949. Country and community. WRCO FM 100.9.
I naturally want to say William. We'll hear a little work.
I've always been crazy in the trouble that it's put me through.
And you have a clip from your favorite show in the world.
Been busted for things
I just saw that
I did and I didn't. Say I'm proud of all the things that I've done.
Conrad's favorite show, if you want to set it up for you.
But I can't say I've never intentionally hurt
actors. Willem Dafoe. Funny thing about Willem Dafoe, his name kind of sounds like a frog talking to a parrot.
whether or not he's your favorite. I don't know, but got some great.
You can join WRCOF. I'm on Facebook. Says, get the latest news, sports, and more every day. Visit with our staff. Hear about community events. See awesomely funny throwback Thursday stories. Get the latest news, weather, and sports. Participate in upcoming Facebook only contests and more. Simply go to Facebook.com and search WRCO Radio or visit Facebook.com/WRCOAMFM. It's just that easy to connect with us from Facebook.com and WRCOFM.
Robert Orson Welles.
The annual Southwest Wisconsin Two-Cylinder Club Tractor Show is on August 3rd and 4th from 8 to 4 each day. Experience truck, tractor, implement displays, field demonstrations, and a flea market. Kids can join the Kinchy Pedal Pole on Saturday with registration at 10 a.m., a corn dig in Monday. Located off Highway 133 East on Perda Bay Road near Boston. Sunday features Cowboy Church at 9 a.m., free admission and food daily. For more details, call 608-485-1623. All makes and models are welcome. Come celebrate our Kermit Heritage with us.
And you could go for
keeping
best.
Your vehicle running at its best
favorite,
is easy
whatever.
With GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
I agree with you. Gene Wilder is
at Julie Karen State Farm, we're passionate about helping neighbors
you know
at all
weird?
Stages of life.
Wilder
the new driver, the new parent, the home
Gilderay.
Buyer, the cycle riders, to the captains
so
of boats.
Fun.
From your first job to the retiring couple
to
ready to enjoy their golden years, important
house,
milestones
like
and life's unexpected events, we choose to care for the people with the need, not just the risks and needs. Our goal is to take the confusion out of finding the right coverage. Stop by our office in Richland Center. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
She will be in Conrad did the Google.
Please
he
join
memo,
us in
Googled,
welcoming Euphoria Massage to the Richland
SNL
Chiropractic Clinic. Certified massage therapist Alec Adsit has over 7 years of experience in therapeutic massage and offers many types with various durations and fees to suit your needs and budget. Alec also offers zero balance therapy, aromatherapy, and chair massage. If you're feeling stressed, overwhelmed, or want to have some time for yourself for a change, give us a call at 647-6211 to schedule an appointment with Alec. Appointments can also be scheduled online at massagebook.com. You know you deserve it.
I like him.
We just got back from a year in Iraq.
I thought he was so good.
Where a man has time to think.
Acting to another level.
We're
he's
just
so
happy
funny.
To be alive.
Loved him from the 920. Hands down,
wish
Chris Farley.
Could
come
use
on.
A drink.
The Purple Heart. Love the emojis.
Set him up and make him strong.
We'll keep reading the text as they can.
We're going to be here all night long. Here's to the heroes in this bar.
Sherry,
Private Sergeant. Sharing stories, comparing battle scars, and we sing those old war songs.
All right, so
here's
I want
to the heroes in this bar, and the ones
we have a clip
didn't
from
make
one of my favorite
it
home. Underrated film. A film that only recently is extreme. It kind of went away for a while. I don't know what happened to it, if they lost the deliverables, what. But it's finally
Corporal Tillman.
Let's play just
a little bit. He didn't think twice.
Just shows up and another tough guy from South Central's place.
Like all the
they had a business deal and went wrong. And Rick Masters just walks in there to take on these guys, seemingly by himself.
So raise your glass, boys, and raise them high to those who live. Private sergeants and purple hearts, sharing stories, comparing battle scars, as we sing those old war songs. Here's to the heroes in this bar, and the ones Cheers to the heroes in this bar. And all the heroes who didn't make it home.
Thank you. smoke back to discussion. According to the Milwaukee Journal, Sentinel, smoke is widespread in Midwest and Great Lakes. Smoke is hanging thousands of feet in the air. Air quality warnings in Wisconsin could change over the next few days as the smoke lowers. Ongoing fires in Canada are expected to grow over the next few days as hot, dry conditions persist. And that's what you need to know. I'm Alex Bass, and this is the City.
That were crucial to the Normandy invasion. The project is in the early stages of pre-production. The Simpsons have done it again. The New York Post reports that in an episode from the year 2000 called Bart to the Future, Lisa Simpson becomes the first female president of the United States. In the episode, she is wearing the exact same outfit that Kamala Harris wore during the 2021 inauguration, right down to a pearl necklace and earrings. Simpsons writer Al Jean posted a picture of Lisa next to Harris in their matching outfit. Life will imitate art. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on Civic Media Radio Network. Just
a word. Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. It's going to be muggy, too, with a high of 80, and some storms could produce some locally heavy rain, half inch to an inch or more, not out of the question with some of those storms. Tonight, thunderstorms ending 63 and tomorrow, partly cloudy, cooler, 76. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
Air on air. Don Ellingson is our guest. He's one of the co-directors of the Eau Claire Coupe League.
It's a Swedish yard game. You toss a baton trying to knock down your opponent's coupe.
You have teams from all over the country. What are some of the other names that stuck out to you?
Coupe and Loop.
Nice.
The Salty Baton.
Oh. Do you call the last 16 teams the Swedish 16?
Oh, I'm writing that down.
Matt and Air on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
This whole week I've been trying to think of some maneuver I could say that would go viral and totally sell my soul for extra cash. I'm not putting myself above that.
How about Schwabba Habba? Or Schwabby Dada? Or Schwabba Dada Ding Dong? Instead of the more you know, it just says Schwabba Dada Ding Dong with a rainbow and a star shooting star.
Conrad, I think we got our promo.
Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Weeknight 7 till 9. Local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane McNary and Greg Bonds.
Coming up on the show, North News Radio's Pat Preglow joins us at 10:33. Hour number two, we talk about freedom, purpose, and churches. Make sure you join us.
Matt and Air on air, weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Peach Wabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who always looks ahead, even when parallel parking, Peach Wabba.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight Broadcasting Live. Love is alive and it's made it happy, warm and out for me. Summer night here in Wisconsin. Conrad is up in Green Bay holding down the fort. And here by question tonight is, who is the greatest actor or actress from Wisconsin? If you want to answer like who your favorite is, that's fine too. We've got some great answers. We will read those again shortly, but you can let us know on the text line or on the screen. Conrad, how many people find us?
Yeah, so on Facebook, we're on the Nightlight with Peach Wabba and WGBW. On YouTube, WGBW and the Civic Media. And then on Twitter, or X, we're Civic Media.
There you go. You can text us on the stream or on the app, whatever is easiest for you. Next question, once again, who is the greatest actor or actress from Wisconsin? So I'm very excited. We have a guest here. I've been trying to get on the show for a while, but he's a very busy guy and a very funny guy. We met years ago, and he played a joke with me. Great way to meet someone. He's had some Netflix special.
Yeah, driving down the highway.
He is, feeling the what's been done. Not even an up and coming from there. And he joins us now on Nightlight. Pat McGann. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Pete. What's up, bud?
I'm so
I had a family. What you gonna do when the well runs dry? Depends on what IP she shows. They went into a family car, and they reach into the back of the seat.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm very curious about, I'm trying to think of one famous actor from Wisconsin. I'm sure there's many actors and actresses from Wisconsin. Do you ever, speculate on this question yourself, or do you have to wait till all the... Silver, hey, way. Oh, they dropping the I started in 2000. And, really early on. Walter A. Droughthouse. Speaking of us from the Midway. So we met there, and then I started opening for him on the road. He would blood and how it all works, really. Like, I learned so much of that from my
the world's been a strange and lonely place.
Now, you're part of this tour with
seen through these eyes. Fallen so many times on my face, it's hard to disguise.
Well, it's on Amazon, and
don't recognize the bitter man that I've become.
But it's phenomenal. Well, this fashion stuff has really been great. I've met them at the 80s, which I know we worked together as well. I know we remember talking to you in the back. Met Sebastian there, took me on the road with him, and at that time he was doing like small theaters and growing Hollywood clubs. And now he's doing like arenas. And it's the same, there's not a lot of comics doing what he's doing. But when I'm with him, it's kind of like a different world. You kind of get that imposter syndrome. But the experience has been great to go on. It's a little different to stand up and I know a lot of fun, and I know I messed up. I just came off a weekend with them. We were in Atlanta, Nashville, Jacksonville, Savannah. They did an arena in each town, and the production value, the show, it's like that stuff. It's a little bit different being in the round, being in a less intimate environment. But it's still fun. It's really like a live experience. It's translating more than ever. People are still out here on realizing it. It's great to be with other people and an audience surrounded by other people laughing at the same thing and playing at the same thing. So it's really like something you don't get to do that much. Smaller theaters, always prefer because it's automatic. I like to do that, and it makes it every show a little bit different, right?
Tired of counting sheep?
You're so good at the crowd
This is Travis with Works Floor and Home. Did you know that 1/3 of your life is spent sleeping?
Pat,
the 7 to 9 hours
like,
we should spend
like
catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Better Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do not know where to start? Do not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
Especially, you mentioned Sebastian Purdue's sharing this platform that he's developed with me, which is supposed to do for another comedy, you know, kind of bring someone else up the ladder. So I do see this tremendous value in doing the opening act with him. But, you know, I'd be lying if
some
I would
folks
say, like,
drink,
I prefer,
and some
like,
folks
you know,
smoke, some folks
thing.
Love, and some folks don't. Some folks laugh, and some folks frown. Really well, like, some folks hear that'll gun you down. Goodbye, John. Six white horses come to take you home.
Irish guy with great jokes.
Goodbye, like, John.
I would imagine, too, that his crowds know who
took
you are.
Took you away before you sang your song.
Yeah, it's been great for me to be able to get in front of these people, and they really support him. They come out every time he comes into their town. And, you know, now it's like the third, fourth time going through a lot of these markets. And it's nice to...
Some preach wrong, like, some preach right. Some preach love, and some preach fight. Takes every kind to make the world go
around. But to your point on him, like, just being around him, like, the performance style he has, I've learned a lot from that. Just like getting out there and actually like
six white
turning it on.
To take you
That's great. I guess it's Pat Pan here. Check out his stand-up special on Amazon
Took
Prime.
You away before you sang your song.
Where you can see him live. He's part of a big tour right now. Sebastian. He's here with us tonight on Nightlight. Pat, coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on Civic Media Radio.
Some people stick pretty close to home. Others are born with their urge to roam. Welcome, welcome to our town. I hope nobody tries to gun you down. Goodbye, Bobby. Six white horses come to take you home. Goodbye, Robin. Took you away before you sang your song. Goodbye, Bobby.
This is news from
they
the center,
you
WRCE.
Before you sang your song.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
That for the first time in 30 years, we must start restart testing of nuclear weapons. Tell me who that's good for. I'm not sure it's really good for anybody. I have no proof of this. But I think Donald Trump wants to see a mushroom cloud. I think he wants to feel the warm glow of an H-bomb on his pasty orange skin. I think he wants to feel the power.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station.
It's
you're listening to Bats from the Center, WRC.
Marlboro's a name.
somewhere. Pat, I love when I think even Riley respected me when people remembered me. About 2 years ago, man, and the we were at my folks' breakfast, and we were looking for a place to come to watch comedy. We were
CCR and the Rolling Stones.
I said, oh,
fading in and out on that car stereo.
I imagine, hopefully, you were at least the funniest packaging salesman at your company. But when did you think, I think I could do this? You know, I think I could do comedy.
You know what? I was like just going over. Well, I was always scared of the day. I always like loved writing stuff and notebooks. And so we mentioned Brian Regan and Jim Gaffigan too. I saw Jim Gaffigan special on Comedy Central. I've never seen nothing like her playing with the flame of her mama's lighter. Stuff that I talk about my buddies and we all like similar premises and like just kind of like. I remember calling my dad and I was like, just watch this guy. Went to an open mic in Chicago, and Chicago's got such a healthy stand-up scene. A lot of people give credit to the improv scene, and, you know, the stand-up scene is great. And I started going to open mics, and, you know, open mics, there's some horrible stuff going on there. You know, and there's good things, too, but you're like, I could be at least I could do that, right?
Right.
So I started going there, and then just... the biggest thing I had to overcome was getting on a stage. I was never like a performer. I was terrified about talking in front of people. If we walked in there, I really had to overcome that. So, even if we never made it through the
doors, everyone's preacher's spot in that first church parking lot.
Yeah.
on that stage.
How many of the stages directly below?
That train ain't coming
and
back.
I've met both the Paris girls.
Out of the darkness,
nice,
Lord, he's standing for the light. There's a ring
nice,
of fire
packed
around
every night. They don't even spend a dime.
Tonight.
It's such a good reputation. You know, but
yeah,
right
I
now,
really had to I find that the independently owned clubs are the best.
But he did it just the same.
We're concerned about, you know,
he lit the world when the spotlight is bad.
The bottom line, don't get me wrong, they're also like
the center and the same.
No disease, obviously in Chicago. Tommy was the best. This guy get into, but you know,
yeah,
I mean, I've been away,
your life,
been
you know,
so lonesome for his
man,
and I bet they're
yeah,
raising
all
hell
right,
by now.
The Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.